I'm Davey.
I'm Misty.
DMYs.
Unscripted.
Unedited.
Unapologetic.
Let's get it.
What's going on, everybody? I am Davey.
I'm Misty.
And welcome to another episode, the Memorial Day episode of DMYs Podcast.
Fun facts episode.
Yeah, it's the fun fact episode. Memorial Day fun fact episode for DMYs Podcast. This episode, you guys know tomorrow's Memorial Day.
Today
is Memorial Day. So what's going to happen is we're going to give you guys some facts about Memorial Day.
I'm going to take Nisa's puzzle away.
Yeah, where we go and get the puzzle away from our dog because she is literally going at it because she's mad because all the treats are out of it. So we are that's
her
puzzle.
She takes care of it. And like, yeah, for those of you that aren't watching us, she has one of those slider puzzles and this one was pretty difficult too. Yeah. Not for a golden doodle.
But once she figures out where all the treats are gone, then she starts chewing on the puzzle.
And she flips it up and throws it.
Yeah, she's not happy that
one day she's going to launch it through a window. Yeah. I'm sure of it protest.
Absolutely. So remember, it's in honor of Memorial Day. We decided to do an episode. Let's have some facts about Memorial Day, like why we celebrate Memorial Day. Not so much celebrate, but we take the day to honor those that have fallen.
Right.
In the military. So baby, do you want to go first?
I'm gonna let yours out first.
Okay. It's all right.
You know why? Because mine are Debbie Downers.
Okay, all right. So we'll start with one of mine and then go to yours. Okay. So starting off, Memorial Day was originally named Decoration Day. In 1869, the head of an organization of Union veterans, Major General John A. Logan, established Decoration Day as a way for the nation to honor the graves of those who died in the Civil War with flowers, according to the U.S. Veteran Affairs Department. And they even got his order written in here the way he did it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So he put down, he says, the 30th day of May, 1868 is designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers and otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country during the late rebellion and whose bodies now lie in almost every city, village, and hamlet churchyard in the land. In this observance, no form of ceremony is prescribed. But posts and comrades will, in their own way, arrange such fitting services and testimonials of respect as circumstances may permit.
That's awesome.
Right. So it was literally this Major General was like, nah, bro, like we lost a lot of people and they need to be remembered and honored
on both sides.
And
that we agree.
Right.
And I'm just saying on both sides.
He said they need to be honored. And that's basically, I mean, I had no idea it was called Decoration Day before.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was called Decoration Day.
Yeah.
So what do you have? That's one of mine. And mine is a gradual, it goes in like a time frame. So,
okay. So, it's legally required to observe a national moment of remembrance. In December 2000, Congress passed a law requiring Americans to pause at 3 p.m. local time on Memorial Day to remember and honor the fallen. But this doesn't appear to be common knowledge. Because as everybody knows, 3 p.m., everybody's in a hot dog coma.
Yeah.
So I didn't know it was an actual, like, of course we have, you know, Memorial Day is a federal holiday, but I didn't know it was a law. So yeah. I was like, no, for real? So I looked it up. Public law 106-579 of the 106th Congress. It is called the National Moment of Remembrance Act. I can't find out if it's punishable. I'm starting to think it's not. But it is literally at 3 o'clock as an American citizen, you are required to take that moment of silence. So remember that is actually, it is a fun fact. It's not really a Debbie Downer. It's actually quite beautiful. And I hope that while you're out there celebrating, and enjoying your family and your festivities, that at 3 o'clock, set your alarm on your phone.
Yes.
And just what's a minute?
Mm-hmm.
What's a minute?
A minute of silence. Yeah. So my next one is, May 30th was chosen as an observation day because flowers are in bloom.
I like that.
Logan, who was a major general that we just talked about, Logan was believed to have chosen May 30th as a day to observe Decoration Day because flowers would be in bloom nationwide, the VA website wrote. It's on the VA website. Though there were future conversations over the official day for Memorial Day, by the end of the 19th century, state legislatures passed proclamations naming May 30th as a holiday. So when this was coming along and he was like, hey, we want a day of remembrance for our fallen soldiers, he's also said, look, let's pick a day to where we can honor them the way most people do to anybody who's fallen. Like when they go to the gravesite, we always traditionally bring flowers.
Yeah.
You know, traditionally we bring flowers. We have a talk with the loved one, whoever's there. Hey, these are things that have happened since you've been gone. I miss you. So on. So this is one of the things that he wanted for the soldiers, especially. And then you think about those soldiers who doesn't have any family, and somebody may bring flowers to, you know, unmarked graves and things like that, and on Memorial Day and honor this individual sacrifice. So that's my second one.
That's your second one?
Yep.
Why don't you go ahead and do a third one?
Because your other ones are downers.
Well, I only had two. Like I said, mine were Debbie Downers. Debbie Downers. I already gave you the one.
Okay.
I don't want to be too preachy today.
That's all right. So Memorial Day was declared a national holiday in 1971. And did you read that one on yours?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So in 1971, like you said, Congress declared Memorial Day a national holiday, placing it as the last Monday in May. According to VA, the day was expanded to honor all those who have died in American wars. Congress in December 2000 passed the president That's signed the into law.
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet. Okay. So you want me to read my next one?
Sure. No. It's the birthplace. And I love this because there's actually discrepancies about this.
Right. The official birthplace of Memorial Day. I didn't know this is Waterloo, New York,
which to me, the official birthplace would be wherever that Major General dude was.
You know, because he's the one that,
I
agree. Yeah. So it says there are debates over which city was the origin of Memorial Day, although the first large observation was held at Arlington National Cemetery in Washington, D.C., for a crowd of about 5,000 in 1868. In 1966, former President Lyndon Johnson declared Waterloo, New York, the official birthplace of the holiday, according to the VA. So, Waterloo, New York. Waterloo, New York is I don't even know where
little
you're going with
ABBA
that.
For your Memorial Day.
Is that what that is?
Pleasure. Yeah, it's ABBA. Yeah. Waterloo.
That is, but okay. Yeah. It's Waterloo, New York was the birthplace of Memorial Day. I had no idea. Like I said, it was one of those things where you read it and you're like, what? Right. Waterloo, New York? But it doesn't matter where it was. The important thing is that no, we honor it. We take a moment to honor it. So I got one more.
Okay.
And it goes in correspondence with what you were saying.
Yes.
So the National Moment of Remembrance is at 3 p.m. on Monday. The National Moment of Remembrance, which asks that America's pause in silence to honor those who have died serving the U.S., takes place at 3 p.m. on Memorial Day. And so here's another thing. At 3 p.m., National Day of Taps.
Yes, at
that's
3 p.m.
At 3 p.m.
That's what's cool. It coincides with that.
It coincides with that moment of silence. People around the country, around the world, not just the country, but around the world, at 3 p.m., people come out and they will play taps. It's the most coordinated thing that happens. But at 3 p.m., no matter where you are, you should hear. If you don't, then that's fine, too. But in your moment of silence and remembrance at 3 p.m., taps is being played. People come out wherever they are and they will play taps.
I think it's great.
Yeah,
I do. I think it's great. And of course you can, there's websites dedicated to it so that you can see, you know, live shots. I know it's going to be on television at 3 p.m.
Absolutely.
It'll probably even maybe on the radio or something if anybody does that anymore. Or guess what? You have a phone and you can go ahead and play taps at 3 p.m.
At 3 p.m.
If nobody else is doing it just to participate. We've got to get some camaraderie back in our lives and some respect back into our country.
Right. Pride back in our country and respect back in our country.
And we do that by
It's not that those things are gone, but you know, also in remembrance is where we pay you know, homage to those who came before us and to those who fought to get us the privileges and rights that we have now.
Yeah, who went down the line of duty.
Exactly.
I mean, let's call it what it is.
Absolutely.
And guys, especially if you have a family, teenagers, younger family, whatever. If you do that, that's creating a memory for them. That's a core memory, and they'll carry that always, and then carry that on to their children. And it's so necessary. So, anyways, back to being a Debbie Downer.
Okay, go ahead. What you get?
That's what I like to do.
What you get?
Okay, so several states observe Confederate Memorial Day. In addition to the national holiday, 9 states officially set aside a day to honor those who died fighting for the Confederacy in the Civil War. Texas, South Carolina, North Carolina, Alabama, Virginia, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Georgia. The days vary, but only Virginia observes Confederate Memorial Day on the last Monday of May in accordance with the federal observance of Memorial Day.
Well,
I don't know how to feel about that.
Well, I think no matter how we feel about it, is that, you know, each state, you know, because obviously we got laws and stuff like that, but it seems like that goes with each state will do it in however they want to do it.
And that's true. And as the United States, we're allowed to self-govern.
That's right.
So as far as our state goes, I just found it fascinating. But at the same time, it is a part of history. We can't wipe out history.
You can't wipe it out.
I'm curious. I am curious to see how that's done, though. Yeah. I'm curious to see how it's received. And I'm curious about it because I didn't know.
Yeah. That it's.
You don't know what you don't know. Like, I didn't know that we are required by law. How many knew that? Please, dmwattspodcast@gmail.com.
But how many knew it, though? How many do it?
Exactly. How many
It's not like it? It's a law that's actually enforced. You know what I mean?
So I feel mm-hmm. that we were more almost patriotic when we were shut in during a pandemic.
That's true.
Because I feel like that whole yearning for the days of being with people, and we kind of romanticized it into that Norman Rockwell painting of Memorial Day parade or of a 4th of July parade and wanting that small town America feel. And then we were allowed to mingle again. And now we're just like,
and we're that just, happens. Yeah.
You know, so well, I'm yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but at the same time, like that's actually not a bad observance.
Yeah.
You know what you observe, because it's just like, okay, once we start getting shut in, it's not just us, you know, it's any other country. Once a disaster happens,
yeah,
it brings everybody closer together.
Of course, yeah. You know, all of a sudden everybody's connecting and we've got the same ideas and hey, we can do
exactly,
this.
Exactly. When 9/11 happened, were looked at strangely if you didn't have a flag hanging out, an American flag.
I painted one on the shutters of the house.
And so it was, you know, but we have a way of coming together in times of tragedy.
But then we have a way of falling apart
when we're
allowed to, you know, be free again. And that's where I'm hoping tomorrow people will kind of stand up and do something like we've been doing the last few years and really learning about our holidays and what we can do.
Right. So take some time today and actually learn about it. Learn about it. It's not just, look, there's nothing wrong with going out and barbecuing or grilling.
Absolutely.
Or whatever
not.
You're going to do. We're not knocking that. If whatever you're going to do, hey, it's Memorial Day. And, you know, but also just take a chance to learn about the reason why you're celebrating, why are you grilling or whatever. The read about, you know, we spit a lot of times about freedom. You know, hey, my rights to this, my rights to that. Read about why this day is so important.
Yeah.
About why you is, you know, the people you look and see, the people who gave their life in the line of duty for you to be able to spit is this, have my right to free speech, you know, and things and so on and so forth. So take a look, honor those people.
Absolutely.
You know, for today, don't forget 3:00 PM
3:00.
Remembrance. It's the day of remembrance. Make sure you stop remembering those folks that have fallen.
Yeah, because of them, you get to do what you're doing right now. And again, if you make it fun, it's a teachable moment.
Exactly. If you got an instrument, go outside at 3 p.m. and play taps. I mean, hey, you'd be surprised.
You know what? And I was thinking this, like, because I was like, would it be considered disrespectful if, like, say all somebody had was a harmonica or a kazoo?
Absolutely not.
You know what I mean? Like, seriously, you can get your kids together and get their recorders or their kazoo or whatever. And teach them the song. I mean, it would be a lot of fun. And again, teachable moment.
Yeah. So, hey, that's what we got on Memorial Day. You got anything else, baby? We just wanted to give a few facts out there about Memorial Day.
I want everybody to gear up for Flag Day, because that's my favorite little holiday.
Flag Day. So I'm not going to lie. What day is Flag Day? I didn't know. June 14th is Flag Day. It's because she's going to have her moment. So June 14th is Flag Day. So
I love Flag Day.
Yeah. So it's coming up. There's a few, holidays and observances that we have in June that we'll be doing stuff on. You guys will take a look. So, hey, thank you guys for tuning in for our Memorial Day. Fun facts, a few things for you guys. So don't forget Day of Remembrance. Hey, you guys know where to find us, dmwattspodcast@gmail.com. We are on all the streaming services that are not up there, but
not up there anymore.
But hey, you guys, if you guys don't know where to find us by now, I mean, come on. Yeah, we're on all those streaming services. You guys check us out over there. But signing off for DMY Podcast, I am Davey.
I'm Misty.
And we'll see you guys on the next one. Thank you for joining in DMY's podcast. See you guys.
See you at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, 3 o'clock.
Be out there writing tickets if you're not out there at 3 o'clock.
Driving, yeah.
You better be out there at 3 o'clock. I'm watching you.